Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show, The Metaphysical World and More. Today, I have a great, exciting guest on. He has been interviewed on Oprah's show, and he actually goes around the world teaching people how to be positive and draw to them what they want. So, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, believe me, it's my pleasure, let me tell you.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Michael, could you do me a favor and tell our listeners a little bit about you and what kind of prompted you to know, you know, like when you wrote your book, Law of Attraction, you know, what prompted you to know that it worked and all, and, you know, that kind of stuff?
Okay, well, that's fun. Let's see. So the name of my book is Law of Attraction, and, you know, Law of Attraction is not a new subject. Matter of fact, it's been around for ages and ages and ages, and I was always one of those people that loved to celebrate when I attracted positive things. You know how we love to brag about that?
Oh, sure.
But when the negative stuff showed up, I never understood that. And I said, how can somebody kind and loving and positive and caring possibly attract negative things? It didn't feel congruent for me.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, why would the universe bring me negative things? I'm a positive person.
Right.
So that led me to research. And in the early 1990s, I was a project manager for the government here in Canada. And, you know, a project manager really means you're a good babysitter because you really need to know a lot about human behavior.
Mm-hmm.
What turns people on, what turns them off, what motivates them, what unmotivates them. So I studied NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming.
Okay.
And the letter, you know, the linguistic part is all about words. And then I really got to understand, it sounds pretty simple now that I look back, but how words really affected our physiology and our reaction, and did more search and more search. And, of course, you know, in 1996, when I first started learning about Law of Attraction, you could find the odd little quote here and there, not even a paragraph long.
Mm-hmm.
It would be referred to, but nobody really wrote on it. And then I attended a seminar in Seattle with Esther Hicks, and that's when I really understood more about Law of Attraction. And then I came home to Victoria, that's where I live, and I started a discussion group. And I met every Sunday in my home, and, you know, but together with my friend Linda Story, who's another NLP master practitioner,
mm-hmm.
we, just the two of us, we met every Sunday, and we'd put something together. And one of the things you learn in NLP is about processes and how to put a process together instead of just saying, oh, Law of Attraction exists. That wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to know, how do I make it work?
Mm-hmm.
So her and I developed some processes in our home, in my home, and before you know it, two people would say, wow, you have such an awesome life. What are you doing? So, oh, come to my house every Sunday, you'll find out. And before we know it, I had 41 people coming to my house every Sunday.
Great.
And when you have 41 people coming to your house every Sunday, you get good.
Oh, yeah.
So we tested a lot of the processes and a lot of the words, and people would leave, and Linda said, wow, did you see what a strong reaction people had to that, and did you hear that story, and did you hear that story? And it was all, it all kept going back and relating to how we were communicating and,
mm-hmm.
and what people were getting. You see, Law of Attraction is one of those things that you can't prove it to anybody.
Okay.
I can't put it on a Petri dish and say, hey, here's Law of Attraction, I proved it. I can't put it in a test tube and say, this is what Law of Attraction looks like. So I spent a lot of my time proving to people that it or showing people how to prove it to themselves that it exists. And boy, once people prove it to themselves, you can't untalk them out of it.
Right. Don't you think it's important for people to prove it to themselves so that then they can turn around and say, yeah, I really did this, and yeah, it really does work. So let me tell you about it.
Yes, and that's what I did. You know, I've used it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've used it in my life, in my work, in my business. You know, at this time, I was working for the government full-time, and I was coaching on the side, and I was into personal development. I really didn't belong there. So, you know, standing back and observing and thinking, what am I doing in here?
Yeah,
it just wasn't a match for me. And then what I really got, you know, working with these people every Sunday, and then people would say, would you help me with my business? Now, this was in 1996 and 97
mm-hmm.
when first Law of Attraction was unheard of.
Right.
And so was coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had a coach in 1996. So a friend said, wow, you're like an empowerment coach. And that really resonated with me. I can remember I actually got goosebumps. And for me, goosebumps means I'm such in vibrational harmony. What just happened, my body's reacting to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like I paid attention.
Right,
and
which
she said,
is important. Now, you go around and you teach people how to do this because you just don't have them come to your home anymore because you would have way too many people there now.
Right.
So you do go to, you know, around the world and you do teach. And you do have certain approaches. I listened to the CD that you had sent out to Marie,
okay.
the PR person, and I found it very interesting. And mostly because a lot of the things that is on that CD, I have been saying to people for eons and eons. Of course,
yes.
I didn't know what the title of it was at the time. I just knew that if you could remember to be positive and you could remember to put that out and to believe that it's yours and you believe it's there, that at some point in time, it would get there. But like you, you know, the first statement you made is, I'm this positive person, and I'm putting this out there, but I'm still not getting it.
Yes.
You know, so people would come back and they go, well, Nancy, yeah, you know, I've tried to be positive, and I've done this, and I've done that. And, you know, then I would make a little other suggestions to them. But on your CD, you have a three-step thing that you explain.
Yes.
And I think that maybe if you would explain it to the people who are listening, they would kind of understand why they can be positive, why they can put out the good stuff, why they can be a nice person and all that, and still sometimes not get what or where they think they should be.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, I guess what I'd like to do is kind of just give a little bit of background about how Law of Attraction works and then introduce you to the three-step process.
Okay, good.
You know, I was scheduled, I was more than scheduled. I actually had a half-hour interview with Oprah on her Oprah and Friends radio show,
mm-hmm.
and then I had three more interviews after that.
Great.
Now, say yes if you love having one interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got invited three times back, because she knew that I had something that wasn't being taught anywhere,
mm-hmm.
and it's exactly what you're talking right now. Yes, we've done the collages, and we've done this, and we've done that, and we've done that, and then we stand back and say, where's that thing that I said that I wanted? How come it's not here? And when Oprah heard me talk about the third step that I'm going to give your listeners in a few minutes, boy, she was hallelujahing all over the telephone.
Good.
She loved it.
Uh-huh.
So just, we'll back up right from the beginning. So Law of Attraction, it's all about vibes. Now, you know, we use the word vibe to describe moods or feelings that we're picking up. We might say, I got a really weird vibe from him. Wow, she gives off a positive vibe. So when we talk about vibes, we're really describing a mood or a feeling. And at every moment, including right now and right now and right now, you and I have a mood or a feeling. So because we have a mood or a feeling, it means we're sending off a vibe. That's how it works.
Okay.
But here's where Law of Attraction comes in. Law of Attraction, which is this universal energy around us, is it's responding to the vibration that we're sending. And what am I sending one? Right now, and right now, and right now. So it's responding right now, right now, right now. And what it's responding to is my vibration.
Okay.
And there's only two kinds of vibrations I can be sending, a negative vibration or a positive vibration. Some people say low and high or fast and slow.
Mm-hmm.
For teaching purpose, I say, oh, that's a negative vibe or that's a positive vibe. So whenever we're feeling sadness and depressed and ticked off and angry and upset and rage and, you know, I'm having those feelings, I'm sending off a negative vibe. I'm not even doing it on purpose, but in my anger, I'm sending off a negative vibe. And then when I'm feeling love and joy and bliss and appreciation and gratitude, I send off a positive vibe. And remember, any vibe that I send out, Law of Attraction responds to it.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's responding to it, it's matching it and giving me more of the same vibration. So that explains why I would attract negative things. I didn't want to, but I was. And the rule's pretty simple. If you're getting it, you vibrated it, whether it was negative or positive.
That's pretty simple. I have to agree.
It is. But, you know, because, you know, don't we love to celebrate when it's a positive thing that we attract,
sure.
and we own it? We say, hey, look at that. That's here because of me.
Mm-hmm.
I put it out there. I put it out to the universe. I'm responsible for that. That's here because of me.
Mm-hmm.
But when the crappy stuff shows up, boy, it's a different story, isn't it?
You want to go bury your head in the sand.
Yes, why is the universe doing this to me? I don't deserve this. But when people can stand back and say, I don't know what it was that I was sending vibrationally, but if it came to me, I had to have been sending the matching vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, what causes us to send a vibration? Well, it's our thoughts and our words. In other words, the words that I use cause me to send a vibration. Matter of fact, I could use words right now that would generate a negative vibe within people, or I could use words right now that would generate a positive vibe within people.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've learned through NLP is how to deliberately use words to send a positive vibration and how to deliberately send words how to deliberately stop using words that cause us to send a negative vibration.
Okay.
So that's what my job is. My job is to be more deliberate sender of the vibration that I'm sending. I'm a deliberate sender of vibrations. Because I understand law of attraction is always responding to it, I want to be more deliberate in the vibes that I'm sending. And you see, the words we use that cause us to send a negative vibration, that cause us to have a negative result, we all know them. Matter of fact, most people are using them 150 times a day. Before noon, most people are using these three words, and I think you might have remembered reading them, but I'll repeat what they are. The words are don't, not, and no. Don't, not, and no. And every time I talk about what I don't want, guess what? I just gave it attention. So if I were to say to you, oh, I don't want to have a job where I have to work late hours, and I don't want to attract friends that are negative, or I don't want to attract a mean server at a restaurant, law of attraction is I'm busy unfolding and orchestrating whatever it is that you gave your attention, energy, and focus to.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when that negative thing shows up in people's lives, and they point at it and say, hey, that's exactly what I said I didn't want. I've been saying all week I didn't want that. Of course, law of attraction doesn't have a brain. It doesn't have a conscience. It doesn't know whether you want it or don't want it, or it's good or bad for you. Matter of fact, law of attraction isn't very smart, but it's very obedient. So that's why we want to become more deliberate senders of our vibration. Because law of attraction doesn't decide for us. It just matches our vibration. So if you find yourself attracting negative things, it's always because you sent a negative vibration. And the question remains, well, I didn't put it out there I wanted to have bad service at a restaurant. I didn't put it out I wanted to keep attracting the same kind of girl or boy over and over and over again. I promise, if you clean up your words by removing the words don't, not, and no, you'll change the results that you're getting. But it kind of raises the next question. How do I do that?
Because everybody goes, well, those are words that I know when I'm used to using them. So
I know. I have to use them when I go to a restaurant.
Yeah, all the time.
I have to use them when I'm talking about my ideal mate or my ideal client. But here's how you do that. Whenever you use the word don't, not, and no, in that very moment, you just gave attention to what you didn't want to give attention to. So you might say, oh, I don't want this to be difficult. Guess what law of attraction heard? Difficult. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to attract somebody negative. I don't want to attract clients that don't have any money. I don't want to play phone tag. In other words, there's so much that we say that we don't want. And the obedient law of attraction is eavesdropping right now and right now and right now. And when it's eavesdropping, it's matching. And when it's matching, it's delivering. And when it's delivering, then we say, why do I keep attracting this? But here's the tool, you know, because people want the how-to. And that's, you know, that's kind of my claim to fame. I'm the how-to guy. It's one thing to say law of attraction exists. It's like, yeah, okay, I know that. And how do I do this? So here's the first little tip. Whenever you catch yourself using the word don't, not, and no, in that very moment, simply say, so what do I want?
That's a good
point. So what do I want? So here's what happens. When I go from what I don't want to what I do want, the words change. So in other words, if I say, don't forget, the little voice in my head says, hey, what do you want? If I don't want to forget, what do I want? Remember, don't slam the door. What do I want? Close the door quietly. You see, every sentence in the planet that has the word don't, not, and no can be reframed and relanguaged. So here's what happens. When I go from what I don't want to what I do want, the words change, and when the words change, the vibration changes. And now I'm sending a new vibration, and now law of attraction is picking up on my new vibration when I send it. So to change the results, you change your vibration. To change the vibration, you change the words you're using.
Sounds simple, doesn't it?
Well, it is simple. And that's what I tell people in my seminar. I said, you know what? This sounds really, 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 really easy, and it really, really, really is.
See, and I know, Michael, because of the readings I do, because I use a lot of the same things that you're saying when I'm doing the readings, and they go, yeah, but, and it's like, well, wait a minute. Yeah, but what? Why are you putting a but there? Why not just say, okay, this is the way it is. This is how it's going to be. This is what I want. But see, people, I don't think that. You know, they've been taught to think totally the opposite of that.
That's true. Well, most people aren't used to talking about what they want.
Right.
Just as an example, this morning I went to a coffee shop and I overheard, and I actually moved my seat. I was overhearing a conversation. This guy and this man and woman came in and sat beside me. And the whole time that he was complaining about his girlfriend, and she does this and she does that, and I wanted to turn around and say, if you knew what I knew, you'd know why you're getting what you're getting.
Maybe you should have.
It was like the universe was matching and matching, and the whole time he was complaining to his other friend, law of attraction was eavesdropping and now unfolding and creating the same, and then people wonder why they're getting what they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm quite a protector of my vibration. So I actually moved seats, you know, really, they didn't know it was because of them. I just got up and I went outside and I thought, I don't want to overhear that conversation. What I do want is to really protect my vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So your question was about the three-step formula. Now,
right.
Here's the deal. Law of attraction is already existing in our lives, whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, or even whether we understand it or not. And because it's already existing, means it's available for us to tap into deliberately. Now, a lot of people talk about law of attraction as being a science, or they talk about metaphysics or quantum physics. And one of the things about any science is that it's duplicatable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it a science. In other words, you know, any cure for any disease is a scientific cure, and it can be duplicated. So law of attraction has three conditions or three steps that if you follow them, you can deliberately attract anything you want. And that's called deliberate attraction. Because remember, law of attraction is already existing. We're already attracting stuff anyway, and we're not even doing anything deliberately. What if we tapped into this powerful force and became deliberate attractors? And here's the key word here. In order to attract anything deliberately, we need to be doing something deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's by default attraction.
Right.
So what do we need to do deliberately? You need to follow these three steps or these three conditions, and in doing so, you'll have done that deliberately, and in doing so, you'll have become a deliberate attractor.
Good.
Now, three-step formula sounds really, 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 really easy, and of course, there's things for each step. But the very first step is, what do I want? Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want law of attraction to bring you something, you need to define what it is that you want. You don't go to a restaurant and tell the server all the things you don't want. You don't go online to a search engine and type in all the things that you don't want and expect to get what you do want.
That's true.
You know, the Internet is such an analogy for the universe. Because
mm-hmm.
when we go to the Internet, we type in what we want.
Right.
You don't go to the Internet and type in no football. And expect to get a page on something else.
Mm-hmm.
Law of attraction eliminates the word no. So does the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step is, what do I want? Well, the best way to know what you do want is to know what you don't want. That's important. But what's important about knowing what you don't want is to observe it really briefly. It's like, okay, I don't want to talk about this too long, but here's what I don't like about the people I'm attracting. Here's what I don't like about my job. But through the brief observation about what you don't want, you can birth what you do want by asking that question that we talked about earlier. And the question is, so what do I want? So if you want to identify your ideal mate, your ideal boyfriend or girlfriend, your ideal customer, your ideal client, the way to do that is to build a list of what you don't like about them or what you're not getting that you don't like.
Okay.
And then for each item, say, so what do I want? What do I want? What do I want? So that's the first step. Let's just say we have a list. Now, as you know, there's a lot of manifestation systems out there that say that's all you need to do is build the list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we both know about a movie that's out there that says you just need to say what you want.
Yeah.
Well, if the only thing you had to do was build a list, I'd have everything I built a list for.
So would I, and so would everybody else out there.
So it's not a one-step process. It's a three-step process. Hey, knowing what you want is good. That's the first step, but
mm-hmm.
it's not the end. So now that I know what I want... You know, it's like sitting in front of the computer and saying, I know what I want to search, but you don't do the search. You know, I built a list on paper about what I'm looking for, but I don't tell the Internet. So I need to tell the universe, I need to tell law of attraction what I want. In other words, I need to give it attention, energy, and focus. Because law of attraction responds to whatever you give your attention, energy, and focus to.
Mm-hmm.
So some people might do it. They might make a collage, and they might daydream, and they might picture it, and they might visualize, and they might whatever it is. There's many ways that you can give it attention. I like talking about my desires to other people. And in my telling them the story, guess what? I just gave it attention, energy, and focus. Some people like to visualize. It's not imperative to visualize.
Right.
Law of Attraction doesn't care if you get a picture of it. It cares if you're sending the matching vibration of the way you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So step one is, what do you want? Step two is, I need to give it attention, energy, and focus. And anything that you hold in your vibration, Law of Attraction will match it, providing you follow all three steps.
Okay.
Now, of course, wouldn't it be nice if it was only a two-step process?
Yeah, but it doesn't quite work like that.
No. We'd build a list and make a collage, and we'd be done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm done. We'd build the list, and we'd visualize, and I'd be done. But there's a part of the process that's missing for many, many people. And again, when I was on Oprah's, being interviewed on a radio show, this was the big deal. We actually made it into two shows. It turned out to be such a big aha moment for her. And it was, the third step is on allowing. Allowing.
You know, people right there, Michael, have a problem with the thought of allowing.
Yes. That's mostly because they don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, what does that mean? Some people interpret it as being, well, just allow. Well, hello, that doesn't help.
Yeah,
so there's lots of misinterpretations about what allowing means. Like, what does that mean, just allow?
Mm-hmm.
But in order to allow, you need to understand what allowing is. But first, what I'll say, the speed at which Law of Attraction will manifest your desire, in other words, how fast you can expect to receive what you put out there is always determined on how much you're allowing.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it allowing the most important step in the formula. Wouldn't it be nice if it was in the speed at which you received it was in direct proportion to how much you wanted it?
Mm-hmm.
Or how big your collage was, or how much you were praying for it, or how many people you told?
Uh-huh.
We'd have everything, wouldn't we?
Sure we would.
It's always determined on how much we're allowing. And allowing is the absence of doubt. I'll say that again. Allowing is the absence of doubt. And doubt is a negative vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So in my seminars, I do this. I hold my left hand up. I say, okay, on this side, I have a really strong desire. That's a positive vibe. And on the other hand, I have a really negative doubt. You see, it's the negative vibration of my doubt that's diluting the positive vibration of my desire.
Yeah, can you repeat that statement? Because that's real important.
It's very important. And we're going to spend some time in this subject because it is so important. The negative vibration of my doubt dilutes the positive vibration of my desire. Now, if I interviewed people in the past and I would say, have a conversation with them and say, so you said you wanted something and you never got it, and did you have any doubt in receiving that? They always said, you know what, I did doubt it. And then when people say, wow, this came to me overnight, I just put it out there yesterday, and I would say, did you have any doubt? And they would say, no, I didn't have any doubt. So I'm going to give you a couple little formulas. Here's the first formula. Strong desire plus strong doubt. In other words, if I have strong desire and I have strong doubt, then I have no manifestation. Again, the negative vibration of my doubt is diluting the positive vibration of my desire. And the next equation, here's where most people are at. Most people are doing this. They have strong desire, but they have some doubt.
Okay.
And so what do they get? They get some manifestation.
Uh-huh.
A little piece here, a little piece there, a little piece there, a little piece here. And that's what most of us do.
It
showed up over 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years instead of overnight. And we say, how come it's not here yet? Well, now you know. If it hasn't come, it's because you've had negative vibration from receiving it. And here's the third equation. Boy, this is the one we love. Strong desire plus zero doubt.
Mm.
And if you don't have any doubt, then you don't have anything that's blocking the receipt of it getting it.
A lot of people, again, will have that fear that maybe I'm being selfish for thinking I'm supposed to have this, or maybe I'm really not supposed to have it as why it's not coming. So can you again repeat just this last part that you said so all of the listeners understand that it is there?
Yes. If you're not receiving that which you desire, it's because you have doubt in receiving it. So I hear some people say, oh, I wasn't meant to be, or the universe didn't want me to have it. The universe doesn't know whether it's good or bad for you, or whether it's wanted or unwanted, or whether it's helpful or not. The universe doesn't decide for you. It doesn't have a brain. It doesn't have a conscience. It just matches it. Sometimes I hear people say, oh, the universe is testing me. So the universe isn't testing anybody. It's matching your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Or I hear people say, oh, the universe will figure it out. The universe doesn't figure stuff out. It matches stuff. So always, as we stand back, we can always take accountability for what we're attracting. And if we're not getting what we want, there's a block that's stopping it from coming to us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we need to learn more about, is how to get rid of doubt and how to allow more.
Is there a way or something that you can maybe tell the listeners how to at least let loose of their doubt?
Oh, for sure. Very good. So in my book, Law of Attraction, I have about one-third on it is about allowing. And even when I was writing, I thought, wow, this is an awful lot on one subject. And then a little voice said, it has to be. It's the most important part of the formula.
Mm-hmm.
So first, allowing is the absence of doubt. So now we know we need to get rid of doubt. But guess what I haven't told you? How to get rid of doubt. And I'm the how-to guy. So now I need to teach you how to get rid of doubt. The best way to get rid of doubt is to find proof. You know, when scientists are really skeptical about anything, they're not satisfied until they find proof.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are like that.
Right.
If I said, hey, I could jump up and touch my ceiling, you'd say, I doubt it. And as soon as I do it, you would say, what? Okay, I believe it now.
Mm-hmm.
You notice how whenever we prove something, so I'm going to give the analogy of the Internet again. So I've decided I wanted to find something, so I built my list. That's step one. Here's my list of what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go to the Internet, and I type in my criteria that I'm searching for, and back to Law of Attraction. It means I gave it attention. Here, I want to track this and this. I want to track these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Internet starts to bring me 4 or 5 pages or, 100 websites that are matching my criteria.
Okay.
Now, we're going to go back to Law of Attraction. Now, Law of Attraction starts to line up things, bring me things to line up what I said I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I start to say, wow, this is really cool. I mean, I just put it out yesterday, and I met somebody today that's kind of like what I said I wanted. Is this ever freaky? Sometimes you'll say, what a coincidence. This was so serendipitous. This was so synchronistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time we use the word serendipity and synchronicity and fate and karma and meant to be and out of the blue, we're really describing evidence of Law of Attraction.
Okay.
And then we look at that and say, well, it's not what I wanted, though. I wanted a guy or a girl. I wanted a client that was like this, and I met somebody today, and they didn't buy my stuff. And I would ask them, tell me, this is one of the tools in my book, tell me what matches. People say, what do you mean what matches? In other words, that meeting that you had today with that potential customer that didn't buy anything, and most salespeople would go home and complain, oh, that didn't like that, and I didn't like that, and I didn't like that. I would say, what matched at the meeting? And they would say, well, they showed up. Well, that's a good match.
Mm-hmm.
They asked good questions, and, they were polite, and they had money, and they were investing in their health or whatever that might be that you're trying to sell. In other words, as you are plucking out the pieces of the match, you're proving yourself that you've lined up your energy so much so that you could include in your own experience that which you gave your attention, energy, and focus to. Was it a perfect match? No. Was it close? Yes. Was it at least some proof or evidence that you've been lining up your energy? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So what I teach a lot of people, whether you're trying to attract an ideal mate or an ideal customer or client, is, and here's another tool in my book, it's called Celebrate the Closeness of the Match.
Okay.
celebrate how close you're getting. Say, wow, am I ever getting close? And I teach this to salespeople. If you're leaving a sales presentation and they didn't buy it, on the way home, go through the inventory of how close you're getting. Wow, am I ever getting close? They were this and this and this and this and this. And in your celebration of the closeness of the match, you're sending a matching positive vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And law of attraction, checking, 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 and caught you sending the vibration of the way you want it to be. And now starts to unfold and orchestrate another one that's close. I'm going to go back to the analogy at the Internet.
Okay.
When I'm on the Internet and I do a search for something, the Internet brings me back 10 or 12 pages. Is the first document that it brings back always the perfect one?
Not really. No.
But we look at it, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We open it up to say, hey, how close am I getting? Oh, look at this. Wow, am I ever getting close? I'm getting really close to what I'm looking for. Do we stop looking? No. We say, good, I'm going to resubmit the search that I made, and I'm going to refine it some more and add some things that weren't I didn't put out there the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So my point here is that I want people to notice that they're attracting something and notice what's right about it and celebrate it and then resubmit your vibration. Resubmit, put it out again. Say, okay, universe, you know, universe doesn't have ears, but it's a good way to kind of talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Say, okay, law of attraction, I'm really close. I just attracted an ideal possible client. They were this and this and this and this and this. And my ideal client is this and this and this and this and that. So in other words, you're re-putting that request out there.
Mm-hmm. And
then,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, and then you start to receive stuff that's in alignment, and that's the part that gets really exciting.
Well, it is. But see, people, I think, Michael, need to understand that they do have to keep putting it out until they get really what they want.
That's right.
You know?
They do. And the thing is, when people stand back and say, well, I haven't attracted my ideal boyfriend or girlfriend yet, or I haven't attracted the ideal customer yet, and I would say, well, have you attracted any? Yeah, but they weren't the ones that I wanted, and that's why I keep going. Well, what, Matt, what did you like about them? And then they say, I like this and this. So I'm having to show them and to kind of prove to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have to prove to themselves that they're getting that or that they're attracting that.
Right.
And that's when the excitement kicks in. And law of attraction is a process. You know, for most people, it takes time. You know, it could take a week or a day or 10 years. I don't know how long it takes.
Mm-hmm.
It's different for everybody. How fast you get it's determined to how much doubt you still have in receiving it.
And how much you think you really should have it.
That's right. There's all kinds of factors about all of that.
Michael, could you give out either your website, email address, phone number, whatever that the listeners could actually have in case they'd like to get in touch with you or where they can get your book?
Yes. Sure. Website address is lawofattractionbook.com.
Okay.
Lawofattractionbook.com. And I've got lots of articles out there because I know this is raising lots of questions
mm-hmm.
and all the how-to and all the how-to. And just a little aside, all the articles on my website are all questions that people ask me.
Good.
So I turn them into articles. So, you know, people say, wow, I had that question too. Oh, look at that. That's another one of my questions. So they weren't things that I wanted to write about this. It's like people would repeatedly ask me this question. I said, okay, it's time to do that.
Mm-hmm. So the website's the best way that they could get your book or get a hold of you?
Yes.
Okay.
And the book's available in all bookstores. It's really easy to get. It's available in, you know, all the online stuff, Amazon and so on. But, you know, just so people can get used to me, just go to my website, check out a couple articles and say, you know what, I really like this guy's approach. And what I really want people to get is that I'm the how-to guy. And if they've been watching Law of Attraction movies and other books and so on, and they stand back and say, it was really inspirational, but I'm not really sure how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that means they don't have the how to, and a visit to my website will show them that I can teach them how to do all that. That's what I'm dedicated to is the tools, and I'm really interested in teaching people how to stop attracting negative stuff first. I never talk about attracting money and jewelry and cars and all that stuff. I think the first order of business
mm-hmm.
is to stop attracting negative stuff.
And I agree with that. You know, again with the readings that I do. I really try to always, always give them something positive in their thought to think about, no matter what the reading, how negative it may be. I still, although I tell them the truth, I try to get them to understand that it is within their power to change it, but they do have to change it. And it might not happen overnight, but they have to keep trying.
That's right. And this is the whole exercise that we talked about, don't, not, and no, mm-hmm. That takes time.
Oh, it does.
And that's a behavioral change. You know, I catch myself saying don't, not, and no, and my little voice says, so what do you want? It's like, mm-hmm. okay. Like, it's a long behavior. We've had long lives using the word don't, not, and no.
Or been told it many times.
Yes. So we're trying to untrain that behavior. Now, it's okay to say things like don't touch, and if somebody asks you a question, oh, I don't want that, but you can tell them what you do want. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about your goals and dreams and desires and how you want your life to be, that's when you want to be very, very deliberate about your words and your language. Remembering, the words and the thoughts you use cause you to send that vibration.
Michael, do you think it helps people to sit and meditate on what they want, for example?
Well, you see, law of attraction cares about, well, first I'll say it helps, but it's not necessary.
Okay.
Like it helps, but it's not mandatory. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I hear other trainers say, it's imperative to visualize. You must visualize. And I say, no, you don't. Because I'm the kind of guy, when I try to visualize something, I get really frustrated because mm-hmm. I can't get the picture. And in my frustration, now I'm sending a negative vibration.
Mm-hmm. Which is what a lot of people do. Or they'll say, I can't stay focused long enough. And as soon as they put that can't in there, they're right, they can't.
Yes, exactly. So I would say, here's the rule. If it helps you to give it attention, energy, and focus in a positive way, then do it.
Okay.
Because if I went to a seminar and said, okay, we're all going to make collages now, people say, oh, I don't like collages. Well, then don't do it. If it feels good to do it, then do it. If it doesn't, then don't. It's the same thing with visualizing. If you love to visualize, then do it. If you don't, don't.
Okay. Because, it's really helpful because of what you just said. A lot of people do say, oh, you've got to really, sit and meditate on this, and you've really got to concentrate really hard on this, and you got to make sure that you take X amount of time for this, and you got to, do it in order. And it gets very frustrating and confusing because a lot of people really cannot sit there and do that constant state of focus for themselves.
No, it's too much work.
It's hard work,
It's too much work. When you build the list of, when you identify what you want, in that identification, you just set the energy in motion. Mm-hmm. So it's like the Internet. When you put a search on the Internet, you don't have to keep searching and searching. The Internet's out there looking for it. You don't yell at this, say, hurry up! You give the Internet time to come back with some results. So give Law of Attraction time to come back with some results. Remember, just deciding what you want sets the energy in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't the desiring that we need to spend our time. It's the allowing.
Okay.
And the way to do that is start checking out and say, I'm noticing this over here. Mm-hmm. I'm noticing this over there. I remember just recently I've been asked to go to Dublin, Ireland, to do a big seminar there, and I've never been to Dublin, and I had to look at the map to find out where it was in relationship to the world, and kind of getting excited about it. Mm-hmm. So what am I giving attention, energy, and focus to? Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bookstore here in Victoria that it's a secondhand bookstore and a new bookstore, and they're selling my books like literally 25 books a day. And
great.
The manager called me up and said, I was giving them some of those free CDs that I that I had a while back. So he said, if there's a woman that came in really, really wants one of the CDs, I said, okay, I'll bring it in. So I bring it in, and the manager knows me really well. They've got my picture in the window, a big display. I'm a big bookseller there for them,
mm-hmm.
or my book is a big seller there. While I'm at the counter talking to him, this guy comes in, this older gentleman, with a big box of books, and I'm right at the counter, and he plunks the books right down beside me. He goes, would you buy these books? Because they buy secondhand books. And it was a box of books on Ireland. And I thought, look at that. I have lined up my energy so much so that I have more, it's not a trip to Ireland, but it's Ireland energy. So I end up buying two of his guidebooks to Ireland. And I just thought I just loved how it worked.
I said, look
at that. I didn't even have to go look for this.
No, and
that's when people would say, what a coincidence.
Oh, yeah.
That was so serendipitous. That was so synchronistic. In other words, they would use all of these words to describe this evidence of law of attraction.
Or, boy, were you lucky.
Yes. Or, is this ever freaky? I've heard people say that, too. But if we can get more into the mode of celebrating and say, wow, look at me, I am so good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday I gave this attention, energy, and focus, and now it's arrived at me. And you could even tell yourself, I didn't have any doubts. That's why it came to me.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me, I'm doubtless in this area. It's the same story, you know, how sometimes you put on a jacket or you open up your purse or your briefcase and you find a business card of somebody you haven't talked to in like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call and they say, this is so weird, I was just thinking about you. But you know what we could say to them now? I'm not surprised you called. Matter of fact, I just gave you attention, energy, and focus not 10 minutes ago, and Law of Attraction unfolded and orchestrated and brought you to me because I didn't have any doubt receiving your call.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it easier to say this is a coincidence?
It is, and I'm like you, because a lot of times I will just know that somebody's going to call me. So I just give it, you know, the few minutes or whatever it takes, going, well, yeah, now they're going to call me, so we'll see. And they'll usually call anywhere from a day to a week.
Yeah.
And it never fails.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I do a lot. I mean, I tell people I shop using Law of Attraction. It's like, you know what I'd like to attract? I'd like to attract one of these, and I'd like to attract one of these. And
mm-hmm.
I have a quick little story. I love fused glass, and fused glass is like glass that's melted, and they make nice plates and bowls, and I kind of collect glass. And I was in San Francisco a couple weeks ago, and I'm in my hotel room, and I'm looking out the window, and I was in Union Square, and I saw this beautiful piece of this fused glass store across the street, and in the window was a pot light, you know, a light shining on this beautiful plate, and I was, you know, I mean, for me to see that, and I went down, and it was, and if I could draw you a picture of, and I even wanted to take a fused glass workshop
mm-hmm.
to make a plate that looked like the one in the window, and I saw it, I said, that is the exact plate that I've had in my mind's eye for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and all of that unfolded for me to have that.
Which, you know, again, I really think that if people could just believe and remember that everything truly that their hopes, their dreams, their desires are based on, it really is here, and they can have it. But they have to go through those steps that you have stated.
That's right.
In order for them to understand that it's there, because they do need the proof.
They do.
You know, I also tell people, make sure you reward yourself. If something happens the way that you want it to happen, or you feel good about it, or it feels right, reward yourself. You know, do something for yourself. Let yourself know that this is right.
That's right. And that's that appreciation and celebration again. And that causes you to send this really awesome high vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, appreciation is the highest form of vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm appreciating something, I'm sending off a good vibration. That's why you hear people that have such great successes around when they keep appreciation journals.
Okay.
So, wow, my life changed when I kept an appreciation journal. It's because in the writing of the journal, boy, you sent the most powerful vibration possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes. People, I think, Michael, you know, thanks to your book, they will probably understand it better, and thanks to the talk, they'll understand it better. But I think people are really, they're trying to believe, but I think it's going to take them a little bit more practice.
That's
with
right.
Just allowing it. And it's knowing that it's theirs.
Yes, it's practice. Practice, practice, practice all the time. And, I don't think anybody masters the Law of Attraction, but they're always in mastery of
mm-hmm.
it. In other words, I wouldn't say that I'm a Law of Attraction master, but I'm in mastery of it. I'm always, and boy, I attract negative stuff sometimes too, and I say, what brought that? My latest article on my website, it says, the top 4 reasons why you keep attracting things that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So when I wasn't talking about what I don't want, how could I possibly attract it? Well, maybe you were observing what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And in your observation about what you don't want, you're sending that matching vibration. And as you send any vibration, Law of Attraction matches it. The rule's really simple. I opened up with it. If you're getting it, you vibrated it.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
And really, it is basically that simple. But, you know, and I have to talk again about how people think that they have to work so hard at all of this, and then they get themselves so frustrated because it doesn't, in their mind, appear like they think, and they won't give the celebration for it, they won't give the thanks for it, and it's like, well, no, that didn't work. You know, and then people have that tendency, Michael, to talk to a lot of other people who are very down, who are very depressed, and they get drawn in to whatever that person's mood happens to be.
Yes.
Now, also on your CD, you did a little talk about how people do that, but you also came back and explained how you could get yourself out of that. So could you explain that process to the listeners?
I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
Well, you were talking about how a lot of people get very down, very depressed, and then, you know, they want to call you, and they want to tell you about all of their bad stuff, and then
you sit
and you go, oh, yeah, and you add to it. So can you take it from there?
Well, I saw my coffee shop experience today. It was quiet. I was there, and this guy was next to me. We were both quiet. I was reading the newspaper, and it was quiet. The whole coffee shop had a nice ambiance. And then the woman was there first, and then the guy came in who was all negative, and he changed her vibration just by the conversation they were having. And now she was saying, I don't like her either. I don't like when she does this. And they were both, and they both were spiraling down and down and down and down. If he had sat at my table after me being nice and calm and come in and start complaining, you know what I would say to him?
What?
So that's what you don't want. What would you like?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I don't like that she did this. And I said, well, that's what you don't like. Well, what would you like instead? In other words, if I buy into that conversation, now I'm lowering my vibration. You know, people say that others bring them down. Have you heard that before?
Oh, sure.
Oh, he brings me down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the truth is nobody brings you down. But we choose to lower our vibration. We bring ourselves down. We lower it like it's a radio dial. It's like, okay, I'm going to be with my negative friend. I better lower my dial. I better lower my vibration to match theirs. So when people come to me, my friends and family, they know if you're going to be complaining, you better go somewhere else, because they know I'll drill them. I'll say, okay, you don't like that. How would you want that to be? How would you want that to be? And the whole notion, the thing, when you go from what you don't want to what you do want, the words change. When the words change, guess what? The vibration changes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you mind and protect your vibrations. Today I did it by physically moving myself away from that. They weren't causing me to lower my vibration, but they were influencing it because I was hearing it and I was irritated. And I thought, okay, I better mind my vibration and go somewhere where it makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk about being selfish. Selfish really means self-care.
See,
I'm selfish about what I eat and what I wear and what movies I watch and what music I listen to. I like all of those things to be good. And I'm just as selfish about my relationship and about the vibration. So if it doesn't feel good over there, I'm going over there.
Mm-hmm. And again, people need to understand that they can change that. They don't have to stay. And I call it the pity party box.
Oh, I love that.
In that pity party box. Even if you just step a toe out just to see how it feels, and then maybe step another toe out to see if it feels any better, and then finally you got a foot out of the pity party box, and then guess what? You can actually step out of that pity party box. And people look at me like I'm crazy. They go, well, what do you mean? It's like, well, you know, based upon what you've just told me, it's like you want to stay in that pity party box. It's, oh, poor me, oh, poor this, I can't have that. And I tell them, as long as you believe that you can't have it, chances are you're not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
That you will need to rework it, rethink it, refeel it, whatever it takes to bring you out of whatever space you're in at the moment that is stopping you from getting what you really want. And it slowly, and I have to say slowly, does sink into people when you explain it a couple times and let them understand that they are in control. They can make the change. And people, they have a hard time with that thought, but they have to know they can.
Yes. I hear a lot of people wanting to control everything in their lives. They want to control this. They want to control that. They want to control this. But the truth is, there's only one thing you can control,
mm-hmm.
and that is your vibration. The only thing that you have control over is your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And you control your vibration by controlling your thoughts and your words. And you control your thoughts and your words by eliminating the words don't, not, and no, and replacing them. So what do I want?
Mm-hmm. It all boils down to the same thing. You know, they just have to learn those words that you keep, you know, talking about of what you do want. And forget about those other words of what they don't want.
Yeah. And I really want people to get it, that it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
and that they're going to catch yourselves using the words don't, not, and no, and all of that's okay. It's all of that is really, really okay. But it'll change after a while. You'll notice after 2 or 3 days that you've reduced the amount of don't, nots, and no's that you've been saying,
mm-hmm.
and that your vibes are changing, and that you're attracting different things. I just want people to be really curious about everything and say, wow, look at the differences I'm noticing here.
Mm-hmm. And what difference I'm making.
Yes. And when you hold a strong positive vibration, boy, is it ever nice to be around.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Don't we love being around people like that?
Yeah.
And then you start attracting much same people.
Mm-hmm.
Exact same people, you start attracting them.
Yeah, it's funny. And I'm sure you get this, Michael. People will start to talk with you, and I'm sure they don't want to not talk to you, and they don't want to leave that energy that they're feeling because it feels good. I get the same when people come to my office. It's like, okay, well, the reading's over. You mean I got to go?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you do have a tape now that you can listen to every day,
Yeah.
That'll help.
And that whole reinforcement of the tape and the training and the remembering, and that's important. That's why, saying this don't, not, and no, so what do I want? That's, you're not going to fix that in 1 minute. You have to write it on a piece of paper. You have to remind yourself, all of my friends, we each have each other's permission.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we catch ourselves saying don't, not, and no, we're allowed to say, so what do you want? And we have fun with it.
It should be fun.
Yes.
It should be fun. If it's not fun or if it's hard, it's not going to work either.
Yeah, it can be fun and it can be easy, and we love all that.
Now, Michael, can you give out your website again, please? We're almost out of time, but
oh,
not
great.
Quite.
Okay, it's www.lawofattractionbook.com. That's lawofattractionbook.com.
Now, on your website, do you have the schedule where you're going to be doing lectures and talks at?
I do, but I'm not doing very many. I'm doing some right now overseas, but
okay.
There's some recordings on my website, there's articles on my website, and I just want people to take their time. I would recommend people get the book first. It's a really awesome book, and it's an awesome deal, and say, okay, there, let me get the book. And if they want to learn more, I've got other products and CDs and some advanced stuff out there as well, but just start light. And if you've read lots of Law of Attraction stuff already, I promise you, I have awesome, awesome material on the allowing piece. And like most people, that's what most people want to learn about, mm-hmm. is the allowing piece.
Yeah, it is, because people basically have been raised in this very, very negative type, wording and atmosphere, and they need to just kind of know that there's also tons of positive there. They just have to try it, practice it, believe it.
Yes, good word.
All of those work. It's not necessarily hard, and it's not necessarily easy. It just takes repeating and knowing that it's there.
It's constant learning.
Which is really, really good. So the name of the book is Law of Attraction, and they can get it just about any place, and they can also get it off your website, I take it.
Yes, and just so you know, there's a couple books with the same title. So my last name is spelled L-O-W, I'm not even spelling my right name. It's L-O-S-I-E-R, Losier, L-O-S-I-E-R.
Okay, spell it one more time for them, please.
Yeah, it's L-O-S, as in Sam, L-O-S-I-E-R.
Okay. No, Michael, it has been great talking with you. And having you explain, the way you explain it. You explain it very easily, and you actually explain it with a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that's real important.
Well, that's a compliment coming from you, because I know that you know this stuff well. So I appreciate you saying that and having me on board.
I know. We'll have you on board again. You'll see. And if you come into the Chicagoland area,
yes,
please let me know, okay?
Awesome. Okay.
And, we'll do some other stuff.
Well, I'm expecting, vibrationally, I'm expecting to come to Chicago in September or October to be on Oprah's couch.
Great.
That's the vibe I'm holding.
Well, you hold it, I'll help hold it with you. How's that?
Oh, thank you.
All right, Michael, you take care, and thank you very much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. And, of course, I'd like to thank you, all the listeners out there, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. Please take care. May God bless all of you, and have a great week. Bye now.